Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
How and why are you drunk at 6 o'clock?
Well, the how's pretty self-explanatory, and the why is because I thought we were leaving at 6 a.m. tomorrow. Ergo, Latin, plenty of time to sleep it off.
At the club 1080.
Yeah, people are gonna die.
Enough of this spurious. What?
This is a big effing deal.
Rocking you on a Friday? Why did I say that?
I don't know.
Don't forget to show love.
A tie is a hell of a lot better than a win.
That little kid is cute as the
dickens. He really is.
Watch him grow up to be a total asshat now.
Probably a murderer.
Well, you think about that. Like I told you, I was reading the Columbine book, and like those kids, like we all start out as like cute little kids, right? Like,
You think Hitler was cute?
I don't know. Well, according to that one Republican senator from Tennessee, Hitler started out as homeless. So were you gone for that one?
Yeah.
Mike, do you still have that piece of audio that we can play?
I'll have to look for it.
There was a Republican senator from Tennessee who was talking about the homeless crisis. And he said lots of people that are homeless go on to live like memorable lives. And he referenced Hitler. Who honed his craft out in the streets and went on to live. Whoa.
Was that true, though?
Yeah, I guess he was homeless. I guess he chose to be on the streets for, like, 2 years. So, I don't know. I mean, I don't know if Hitler was a cute kid or not, but I when he was three, was anyone like, this kid is really messed up?
I'm guessing they, yes.
You think?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I don't know, but I would think so, yeah. I think the mustache at three would have been a big give.
I found it.
Yeah, this is a senator from Tennessee, I think.
Speaker, I haven't given you all a history lesson in a while, and I want to give you a little history on homelessness. 1910, Hitler decided to live on the streets for a while. So for 2 years, Hitler lived on the streets and practiced his oratory and his body language and how to connect with races, and then went on to lead a life that got him in the history books. So a lot of these people, it's not a dead end. They can come out of these homeless camps and have a productive life. Or in Hitler's case, a very unproductive life. I support this bill. Thank you.
Great save.
Oh, my God.
I like at the end where he's like, oh,
I support this bill. Thank you.
No, I just he's like, or in Hitler's case, an unproductive life. Sorry. Thank you. Support this bill. Like he realized he's like, oh, I may have stepped in it there. So I should probably stop. Like, whoops. I mean, I don't know. I'm assuming that there are some kids that when you're like, yeah, that kid's got a silly string in him. But there's got to be some that you're like.
I mean, circumstances can make, you know, people do very, very bad things or become very, very bad people. For sure.
Yeah.
I think a lot of it, many are born with it. You know, it's like the whole Mike Myers thing was killing animals at a very young age.
Michael Myers.
Isn't that Michael Myers was killing animals at a very young age, right?
Like Austin Powers Michael Myers?
No. The like Halloween Michael Myers.
He's not.
Like the fake character?
The fake character Michael Myers?
Yeah.
That is just
That's
odd.
That's a documentary, no?
Of all the weird people that we could bring up, you know that Jason Voorhees, you know, that drowning probably made him a little out
That's
there.
True. That was a little weird on the reference.
I hear the doll Chucky was murdering other dolls.
A little, right as he came out of the box, he was really weird. He did something really uncomfortable with Barbie. He was making Ken uncomfortable. And next thing you know, he was strung out on G.I. Joe.
Don't even talk about taking the beads out of the Beanie Babies. My God.
Well, you know what I mean.
Yeah, but all I'm saying is there has to be some, there had to be some kid that grew up to be really effed up that was just a normal kid. And then somewhere along the line, you know.
Yeah, but I don't think you just go mad. Something drives him that way, right?
Now, I'm not like a, I guess Nemec is, like, when he was in here once, Nemec, I guess, is like a full-on serial killer, like,
what?
Like aficionado. Like, he's obsessed
he
with
He listens
it.
To all the podcasts and reads all the books. He's obsessed with it.
Okay. So, I'm not to that point. I do find the true crime. So, I mean, I'm reading a book right now about it. So I do find some of these things interesting. And I mean, they do say that some of them are just full on. I mean, they're just psychopaths.
Well, that's what I mean.
Yeah, but
you're born with mental illness.
Yes.
Now, that does not mean that everybody who ends up doing very, very, very horrible bad things to other people was born with mental illness. Like I said, some circumstances, you know, you just beats you into submission, or you know, you have a terrible upbringing. Like, there's a lot of different things that can make people, you know, do bad things. But this is what we've talked about this a million times. This is where, to me, I don't think, like, I guess we're maybe saying the same. I don't think people are really born to do bad things. It's just, it's either in there, so in a way they are, or it's beaten into them. Does that make sense?
No, it's very confusing. You said you literally,
I'm on a roll.
You literally just said it's I not know, it's I not know. You're not born with it, but it's in
I
there.
I realize that after. I support this bill. Thank you.
It's great body language. From now on, whenever you screw up, that should be the end and closing. I support this bill.
All right, here's what I'm trying to say.
Bye.
The nature versus nurture thing, right?
Yeah, if you could break it down, why do people do bad things? One, they're either born with a mental illness, or two, they have had such bad things or horrible things done to them that it drives them to do it.
Yes.
Okay? I don't think a well-adjusted, good upbringing, I don't think you just turn to murder. I think it was already in there.
Yeah.
It can be disguised, but it was already... Jeffrey Dahmer was crazy... right when he popped out of the womb.
Sorry, there was something very strange happening behind you, and I was
focused.
I was thrown off by it. I don't know what that was.
Was somebody doing something to you?
No, it was a.
I'm gonna check my fantasy team.
That was a whole thing. I was thrown off there. But yes, you are correct.
That's what I think. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yes.
A little clunky, but I got there. Clunky. I support this bill. Thank you.
A little clunky, but you got there. You got there eventually.
Yeah. So that's what I think. That's just my philosophy.
Is Isaac having a stroke? Not that we know of.
I don't think so.
Yeah. But there are like the serial killer
but
types.
I support this bill.
They do follow a pretty, I mean, I guess not all the time, but there is kind of like a checklist, right? I mean,
yeah,
they're mostly white males, and, you know, they start off with like the animals. They're mostly into some, you know, they get into pornography real young. There's some unresolved issues there. There does seem to be like a checklist.
Here's a good one for you. Let's play psychologist. This school shooter archetype guy, right? The young white male, 20s, very young, sometimes teens, but white male who is undersexed.
Yes.
Is okay, so
the incel,
incel
in some ways.
Is that just mental illness and it would have manifested itself whether they got laid or not?
Or
did the circumstances of life and being kind of an outcast and girls not wanting to talk to them and all of that, does that trigger that? Or is that just triggering the mental illness?
See, this is
that
my,
was already there.
This is why my Hookers is Heroes program
is my second best idea behind bon voyage. I think we as a federal
government. You're not bombing anything.
Or bum voyage. Bum voyage. Yes.
Whoa.
Yeah, I don't think anyone's shooting anything if they're getting laid. So, but to your point, yes, I think that there are, in just my dumbass opinion, I think that there are people that are hardwired to be sensitive or to kind of be outcast like that, and they have a lot of anxiety and whatever, and then stuff like that becomes the breaking point. Because I've read enough of those things.
There's always a trigger moment.
Well, again, I'm just going because this is just what I'm reading right here. This is what I'm consuming right now. Is the
Klebold?
Yeah, Dylan Klebold in his. Now the other kid, Eric Harris, they say he's a full psychopath. He didn't care about it. He got laid. He was popular with girls. Oh. They said that kid wanted to kill, and that's all he cared about. He was obsessed with killing. He thought he was superior. He thought he was God, and he fooled everybody. That kid was full on to what your point is. That kid,
he was born that way.
Yeah. That he had good parents. He came from good circumstances. He was not bullied. Far from it. He was a popular kid. And they said there's this misconception that they were the trench coach mafia and they were bullied. They said not the case. Now the other kid was lonely, and in his diary he was obsessed with one girl, and all he wanted in his diary, he wanted her to love him. And and that's all he wrote about was the love for this girl. And he kept saying in there how I'm ugly, no one will love me, what's the point of living? And he was suicidal. And the other kid roped him in to doing it. But all that kid wanted was love. And had that girl or someone reached out and given him what he was looking for, that kid...
Like a handy?
Yeah. You know, it's what he wanted. That kid wouldn't have gone down the road. Whereas the other kid, it wouldn't have mattered.
Life-saving handy.
Hookers for heroes.
Interesting.
I'm telling you.
Yeah. All right. Why are we talking about this?
How did we get on this?
It's been happening all show. Who knows?
And what came up?
Oh, we played the Hitler Tennessee clip.
The Hitler Tennessee guy.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know why that started, but...
Hitler. Yeah, you said something about are all babies...
You were the one who asked for the Tennessee clip, so how did you get
Yeah, you
that?
Started this, and I don't remember how.
I don't know where
listeners we might know. Is anyone listening?
What happened?
This is my flu game. I'm about to have the best three segments of my career.
Well, for all those people stuck in traffic, we got you. Buckle up. Or yeah, I guess the unbuckle because you're not going anywhere.
Let's talk about nudes. Hillary, you were talking about Hillary Duff being naked.
She's so brave.
Now, are you saying that I can go see Hillary Duff naked?
Well, I mean, yes, but it's in women's health, so it's strategically covered.
So it's like ESPN.
Yes.
Body issue.
But it's...
I'm not interested.
You should be.
Oh, okay. I'm interested.
You should be.
I am interested. I support this bill. Thank you. Okay, so we'll get to that. And Brit, she's posting nude selfies all over the place now.
Yeah, and you've got your Pootler news that you never got to.
Vladimir Pootler.
The gift that keeps on giving.
619 on the fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's LYST. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, so I'm doing my research here. I have the Brit nudes pulled up.
Yeah, apparently she's being Britney and is now just posting full frontals to Instagram.
Yeah, which I didn't know you could do, but...
You really can't.
I'll describe these two. Now, she's done this three times... recently.
There's 9 total photos that she's tweeted
out. 41 million followers on the Insta.
Well, and this is why.
And she has posted 3 of these where she is naked. She's in the same spot of what appears to be, I don't know, maybe her house or something. And there's a bunch of plants in the background. And she is fully nude. And she is standing with her hands over her areolas. Okay.
Yeah.
Is that graphic enough for you? That hot? And there is a pink heart emoji
over the business,
over the hoo-ha.
Yeah.
And I guess that's okay on Instagram, but she's done it multiple times. And I'd like to say, have you seen these?
Yeah.
Can I just, is that hot to you?
It's a little weird.
Yeah, I don't like the pose. The pose to me is a little gym-like. You know, like the gym, like she's, it's a bit of a flex as opposed to sexy. And you see where I'm going with that?
I see where you're going with it.
And I don't like it.
That and they're really, really bad photoshopped because you can see all the backgrounds all wavy.
Oh, that's always the best way to find out. If the background is bending. Yeah.
Apparently, in all of her photos, the space-time continuum is collapsing upon itself. So, you know, hey, I can appreciate that, right? You're trying to post some nudes, and you're like, I don't like the way this looks, so let's edit it. But and let's also remember that she was deemed insane for, like, the better part of a decade. So maybe we should be concerned now that for unknown reasons, a pregnant Britney Spears is now just on a daily basis just posting full frontal nudes on Instagram?
You know what she needs? She needs a conservatorship. Somebody's got to look out for her.
Free Britney. You know what, though? Maybe she's...
She needs the cover of a magazine.
Yeah, maybe this is one of those, hey, I'm old and, you know, I still got it, so check this out. I mean, I don't know.
Now I'm looking at Hillary's pictures. Hillary Duff.
Yes.
Women's health.
I just love that these were like the two of the top trending things on Twitter today. It was naked Britney Spears, who apparently is crazy for doing what she's doing. But Whoa. Then Hillary Duff is being praised for what she did because it's Hillary Duff's body on her terms, which I don't understand what.
Well, allow me to say I support this bill.
Right?
Thank you. Because this photo of her in the pool with the white sunglasses
on. It's amazing.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Now, that is sexy.
But again.
Brit, take notes.
But again, I asked the question.
Holy crap.
We're praising one, and we're saying the other one's insane.
I'm not saying anything about Brit. I just don't.
Is the only difference is that one is professionally photoshopped and posed as opposed to, like, a selfie in a bathroom?
I don't know. I don't care what. I mean, I'm all for all the nudes. Why are we being so judgy? Like, I don't care if Britney's insane. She gets naked. She wants to do that. I'm here for it.
I just
support this bill.
I just love that this is now a women empowerment thing. Well, Hillary Duff on her terms. It's on all of our terms. It's fantastic.
Maybe Mike should book her on our show so she can explain it.
Yeah. Is it like if you're
Hillary Duff?
Yeah.
If you look like Cristiano Ronaldo.
Well, you're not getting Britney.
No. And you pose nude.
Real, we're not getting Hillary Duff either, but
is that a bold statement or is it just that you're a ridiculously good looking guy?
Now, thank you.
If you're like Chris Farley and you're posing nude, you know, isn't that a little braver? I find it odd that this is.
So you're saying because you're hot,
well,
it's not brave to get naked for the world.
If you.
There's no risk.
No.
Because you're hot.
Yeah, she's
she still could be uncomfortable.
But you're still posing. She's like, I've had three kids. Yeah, and you are perfect.
You have worked on it.
Great.
And by the way, I'm sure that everything has been touched and nipped and tucked and edited. And you, I mean,
who's she married to?
Oh, whoever it is a lucky son of a gun. She looks amazing. But is this really like some sort of flex, or is this Hillary Duff being like, hey, check me out because I'm hot and you know, I would like people to tell me that I'm hot. And I'm fine either way. I just don't understand this whole like empowerment thing of I'm nude, so look at me. Great.
I will.
Yeah, absolutely.
I will look at you.
Totally want to. Because the photos that you took are amazing.
I don't know. Who am I to say why they're doing it and what it means? I just like the boobies. Is that okay?
Yes, because you're being honest. And I wish that she would be honest too, because she probably hired a personal trainer, hired a nutritionist, got in phenomenal shape, and was like, you know what? Dude, I look like a rock star right now, so I am going to pose naked. And you know what? God bless you.
Would it be better, like, would it be more courageous if I pose naked on the cover of Women's Health?
Yes.
Absolutely. That's bravery.
That's bravery.
That is bravery.
100%
that's
bravery.
Hey, I'll do it. Call me.
But if you were trying to do something on your own terms, wouldn't you do one that's not Photoshopped, that isn't airbrushed, that isn't like a ton of makeup? Wouldn't that be more of the I love my body the way it is, as opposed to I would like a professional photographer and a makeup team and every airbrush
you know
known
what,
to man?
Suk, I'm going to go Homer Simpson into the bushes on this conversation.
Just kind
of why?
Slink back.
Are you scared of tough conversations about sex, Mike?
No. I don't want to tell
Seems
a woman what she should or shouldn't do in her pictures.
Oh.
Makeup wise and or Photoshop wise.
Well, I'm with you on that. I'm sliding out of here too.
Do whatever you want. I just question the
God, wouldn't it be photo. Braver if that was the case? I don't know, Suk. You tell me.
Do you like her tats?
There's nothing bad about her.
I like her little tats. She's got little tats. You see those little tats?
She looks incredible.
Isaac hasn't moved off the pool
picture. That picture is great.
I feel like you have
She's got a snake on her right arm.
I feel like this is now on Isaac Rob's terms.
Damn right. Hey, she put it out there. Maybe that's what she means. Some radio show in Portland is talking about it for a half hour.
Yeah.
She didn't want that. She didn't ask for this.
Well, talk about a child star who is doing great for herself. Let's look at Hillary Duff.
She did ask for it. She posed nude in Women's Health magazine.
And then she's got that little butterfly on her left thigh. See that? See that right there?
Rob's going over these photos. This Zapruder film.
Rob has zoomed his computer from 100 to 200%. Now analyzing every detail.
Isaac Rapp is stopping by a newsstand shortly to buy a physical copy of Women's Health magazine.
Ooh, is that a bit of nipple? Is
and then she's got, here on this one?
I was talking as if you were zooming in on the pool picture looking for the edge of the nip.
Oh, she's got one there too.
Look, I don't know what Hillary Duff's been up to, but whatever it is, it's good.
Child star, what was she in?
She was like in like Nickelodeon stuff, right?
I think she was Lizzie McGuire, is that?
Yeah, I think that's right.
I think so. And again, I have no idea what she's been doing since. Yeah,
I feel like she doesn't do anything anymore, but she was
married.
A big deal for a while.
She's married to a musician named Matthew Coma. He writes music. He's a songwriter.
God bless.
And
yes. Her start was in Lizzie McGuire, which was a Disney feature. Since then?
What about as an adult? Like, what's her biggest...
Didn't she do like 13 going on 32, or am I thinking of somebody else?
Dude, I'm looking here. I don't recognize much.
She did a movie in 2016 called Flock of Dudes.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah,
brave.
A Cinderella story, The Perfect Man. Look, I think there's a lot of direct to DVD sort of stuff here. I think that's where we're at.
Well, she is brave in my opinion, and not that I'll buy Women's Health because I can just see it right here on my internet, but that photo of her in the pool with this white sunglasses.
That's right.
Daddy-like.
And just remember, it's on her terms. Not yours.
Daddy is out doing what daddy does.
Not your terms, her terms.
Daddy's always happy.
All right. Vladimir Putin.
By the way, don't crash your car while doing research out there, people, if you're driving.
Don't worry, they're not. The highway's closed.
Oh, that's true. But if you are stuck, then feel free. Research away.
Today in Vladimir Putler news. Next, here's Mike.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Except women into sex. That's the only thing I can't do.
On 1080, The Fan.
Can I get a hot tub?
All right. A few bits of Vlad Putler news. He's in the news a lot lately.
Well, I guess he had to take a step aside for a little bit. He's got stomach cancer.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, like he turned it over. He had for like 5-6 days, he had to turn over the war machine to, some general. And I guess he's like undergoing, he's got Parkinson's and he's got like abdominal cancer. So
how old is he?
He's like in his 70s. But and you can see him like in videos shaking. And he's got like the shaky hand. So
69.
You know, you're 69 with Parkinson's and stomach cancer. Look, can we all just hope that pretty soon he just keels over? And does that end it, or is like his is everyone else just as badass crazy as him?
Well, the Italians confiscated his mega yacht. Yeah. I don't know if you saw that.
What's he gonna do?
Probably go on his other mega yacht.
I know, right? I mean. Like, that dude has stolen so much money. Does it really matter that you took one of his yachts? And, dude, he can't just cruise around on a yacht right now.
Exactly.
I'm assuming that he's hunkered in pretty tight, and that he's got to be worried about someone taking him out.
Yeah, he doesn't need his yachts at the moment.
No. Although, again, he's got Parkinson and cancer. I think he's got bigger things to worry about.
Can I just tell you that this yacht that they seized, oh, my God. It's worth $700 million.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Who gets that?
It's enormous.
Like, so the Italian... Oh, yeah. Like Jerry Jones' yacht. So when the Italians seize that, do they just get that yacht?
No, they just keep it.
But like...
You joyrides?
Well, that's what I'm wondering. Is like the Italian like prime minister, does that become his yacht? Do you sell that thing off?
Well, I think you do have to take it out and make sure, you know, everything's running okay. And
You think whoever sees the yacht, like, on its way back to wherever it was going, they stopped and, you know, had a little had a little party, hung out a little bit? And what about the, like, is the
crew?
Well,
it was just in a port. It's a...
Oh, okay. So, like, the crew wasn't on it or anything?
No.
I was thinking, like, a high sea sort of Captain Jack Sparrow sort of thing. You pull up alongside of it, and you're like, hey, totally my yacht now. It's a very nice boat, though. I just don't picture him ever being out on the boat. I kind of picture him just, like, hunkered in Russia over the last handful of years, just trying not to get assassinated.
Well, that's because he started a war.
Yeah.
Before that, he was probably partying on his boat all the time with the hots. Life was good then.
You know, if...
Not anymore.
Life was good for him, which is, again, I don't understand the whole warmonger thing anyways, but you're right. Like, that dude was worth over $1 billion. He'd do whatever the hell he wanted, kill whoever he wanted. Like, why are you starting a war? Life was good. Hang out on your boat with the yachts.
He's a psychopath, man. Just like we were just talking about.
I guess you get to the end and you know that you're dying and you're like, well, I guess at this point, like, F it. Just do whatever I want. Let's go ahead and do this.
We talked about this while you were away, but in other Vladimir Putler news. So there were 3 Russian oligarchs who died by suicide who were around him.
Okay.
And so they claim all 3 were suicides.
Sure.
But he offed them.
Oh, of course.
There's a 4th. And they said that this guy died via an anti-hangover treatment that contained toad poison.
Oh, I did see this.
Yeah. That's the 4th oligarch around him to mysteriously commit suicide.
And now this one's dead of
toad poisoning.
Toad poisoning?
Yeah.
So... Basically, maybe Musk was onto something when he said, if I die from mysterious causes.
Well, did you see that whole thing?
Yeah, he pissed off the Russians.
Yeah, because he helped Ukraine.
Yeah.
With something I don't understand, but I'm also quite dumb, as you know.
Well, but I'm probably too dumb to realize how dumb you are, but all right.
He helped them with his space internet satellites, right?
Sure. Yeah, whatever that is. He's got, you know, Elon's got a lot of things. He's worth billions.
Got a lot of irons in the fire.
Yeah, so he posted on Twitter, Elon Musk did, said, if I die under mysterious circumstances, it's been nice knowing you. And, of course, everybody was like, what the hell is he talking about? Mm-hmm. Well, I guess he was threatened by the Russians after helping the Ukrainian army. Internet terminals of his Starlink satellite company were delivered to the militants of the Ukrainian Marines. So whatever that means.
Yeah. Apparently,
I guess it just allows them to communicate better. I don't know.
Putler's
That's my
not
guess.
Happy.
Putler did not like that. And so they have sent him a threatening message.
Yeah.
Like, which, watch out for this toad poison.
I would take that seriously, by the way, because I'm reading about the circumstances of all these guys' deaths. I do kind of appreciate that they don't even really try to hide it. Like, they don't come up with anything clever. I mean, I guess you could say this one's kind of. I mean, like, they just drug him down into a shaman's basement and we're like, toad venom.
I think the point is that it's not supposed to be secret. It's supposed to prove, look at what happens if you go against us.
But then why wouldn't you just off him and, like, shoot him in the head and be like, I don't know who shot him in the head. Eh. So clearly they're trying to sort of cover it up.
Well, I think, aren't they hoodwinking a lot of their own people, too? Like, I mean, there's a lot of people over there that have no idea what's really happening, you know, and are brainwashed.
That's probably true. So do you think a lot of people are like, man, it's a rough go for these oligarchs?
Yeah, all of a sudden, another one? God, that's
all
crazy.
All these billionaires just keep dying of suicide, and then this guy got off by...
100%.
By a toad.
What are the odds?
Yeah. His body was discovered in a room full of Jamaican voodoo rituals. Note to self.
Well, I have more Putler news, but we'll have to get to it tomorrow.
Yeah. Are you going to get to it tomorrow?
Probably not.
No. You're probably going to get offed.
What?
Well, you're
Why would I get
you're off? Speaking out against him.
Yeah. Come get me, Putler. You little bitch.
Dennis' article says, the only thing clear about these deaths, if you are an oligarch in the energy sector, you might want to rethink your career choice. Because they're all...
Yeah, they're all energy sector guys.
They're all energy
guys. He didn't like those guys.
4 of them now dead. Holy crap.
All right, John wraps it up next on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six.
This is Mailing It In with Big John Sakanik on 1080, The Fan.
All right, John, probably not in a very good mood, as last night was pretty ugly. It's gotten ugly with the Mariners, our Mariners. I still believe, though.
Super ugly.
Yeah, it's not looking good.
Hey, you finally won a one-run game the other night with an offensive explosion of two.
Well, listen, Ty France just doubled. So we have second and third.
Let's go.
With nobody out. And in the bottom of the first. So now here I have developed my own Mariner statistic. You know all the advanced saber metrics and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. So I developed my own Mariner statistic. And it's called innings pissed away. PISD.
Yeah.
And that stands for promising innings squandered. So right now, this is now the definition of a promising inning. We have a runner in scoring position with less than two outs. So that's my definition of a promising inning. So here we are, two on, second and third, nobody out. We don't even need another hit, and we could score two runs. And our best hitter is now at the plate. And I'm predicting an inning pissed away by the Mariners, a promising inning squandered.
Now, does scoring one, are you fine with that? Just getting one across?
I mean, there's variations of it. Because, like, right now, second, third, nobody out, we should get two.
Yeah, at least. So, yeah.
So if they get one, that's like half a piss. So
like, it's a dribble.
Like war. You can like, half a war, and you can have a full war. So that would be half a piss inning away. Because you should get two. But, you know, like in a normal inning, if we just get a run, no, that's fantastic because we can't score. But like right now, come on, just hit a ball in the air and we get one. So the way things are going, I expect somehow them to manufacture a triple play out of nothing here coming up.
And this really is, I guess him in France, he's one of your two actual hitters that are at the plate.
Yeah. JT Crawford.
Yeah. We have two good ones, and France just doubled, and now it's JP. So
I would also like to submit to the court that JP Crawford is not a good hitter. He's just hitting well right now. There's a big difference.
Oh.
I understand your reasoning there, but he hit well. This is going on year two. Like, he hit well all of last year.
Yeah, now, they gave him a new deal.
Yeah, he's on fire right now. So, 356 isn't sustained. Oh, did he punch him out on that?
No. 2-2.
So 356 is not sustainable, but I didn't like Crawford when they got him. I've come around. I think he's a legitimate good hitter.
All right.
Well, let's wait 3 months and then see where he's at
your
hate bucket.
We'll circle back on this.
Yeah, because you like him now. I can see him being in the hate bucket real soon.
No, I don't think he's – look, there's
right
other
down
guys
the middle.
That definitely.
That's your best hitter? Swing the bat!
Well, We're a third of the way to pissing this inning away.
Yeah, I can hear the anxiety rising in John's voice.
So now Suarez is up, right? And he'll definitely strike out.
Well, the best part is there's nobody on first, so I don't think he can hit and do a double play.
He can.
I like a strikeout and then a lazy fly ball to shallow left.
That's right.
Oh, it's coming. It's coming.
All right, have a good night.
All right, go Mariners.
I'll be rooting for you.
I do love you.
Come on, go Mariners.
All right, go Mariners.
They suck and I hate them. good times. All right, good times. Hey, great show.
Don't go Mariners.
Oh, base hit. Look at that. Suarez
scored two.
Broken bat single.
There you go. John's happy now.
Let's go. All right. Tomorrow, big Wednesday show. You ready?
We love our Wednesdays.
We are back tomorrow, 3 to 7 on The Fan. Good night.
Ships of Spain. Red ships of Spain.
Yeah. You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.